Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Howdy, folks. Welcome to the Cape Cod Fun Show. It's all about having the most fun in the most beautiful place on Earth, Cape Cod, USA. My name is Eric Williams, and Mung is here. Whoop. And Greg is here.
Hello.
Hey, fellas, we just got a level with the audience out there. There's been some unrest in the studio. I have sensed it as we try to get one of the biggest shows of our lives off the ground. There's a lot of bad attitudes, a lot of sniping going on behind the scenes here at the Fun Show. I don't know what's the matter with you, Mung. I suspect it's weather-related, so let's go right to the forecast after we give you the show rundown. Mung's got a lot going on during this show. He visited a beach bar in Dennisport right on the water.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to tell us all about that. Then he went to the doghouse in Dennisport and chowed down so we get a hot dog review. We'll tell you about a kayak trip out at Sandy Neck that includes an Inside the Lighthouse tour of Sandy Neck Light, and that's a tough lighthouse to get into. We got the BBC Beer Fest coming up in Falmouth. The Capitol Steps are coming to yuck it up politically, right to Hyannis. And we'll talk about some farmers markets that are springing to life. But Mung, is the reason you are sour because of the recent weather? Is this the reason you have all of a sudden gone from a sweet little fig person to a very sour lemon?
Potentially. We've had a couple of good days of weather. I have some beach frustrations that I'd like to share, but we'll talk about that after your hot weather report
that I
hear is coming
up. Well, it looks
like
you might be happy, because this Saturday, the weather here on Cape Cod, mostly sunny with a high near 72?
No.
72? What? We haven't seen the 70s.
Oh, finally.
Well, no, we saw it this past weekend. It was hot.
Well, yeah.
On that Memorial Day weekend, one of the days, and then it just clamped down to depression. Yeah. But don't worry about it. And then on Sunday, chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 68, and your Mung Tidecast, Mung. Mm. On Saturday, the 1st of June, welcome to June, boyos.
What?
Nice. This Saturday, we have a high tide around 11 on Saturday, and then on Sunday, the 2nd of June, around 11:45, and that means low tides right around 5 and 6 p.m., a nice time to take a late evening stroll on the flats.
Ooh, a sunset stroll.
So the weather may be perking up a little, Mung. I don't know if that will somehow shoehorn you out of this foul mood. You dragged Greg right into it.
Mm-hmm. I didn't want to get involved.
He's been sitting around and saying, it's not that bad.
No.
My wife went swimming. And then Mung's like, well, how long was she in the water for? That's not an official swim. Mm-hmm. It doesn't count if you just go in and get out. And so Greg and I were like, what?
What do you have to do? Is it like 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes? What's
why are these rules, Mung, Mr. Happy Go Lucky?
Yeah, there are rules.
What's the rule? And the fact of the matter, you haven't even gotten your feet in the water,
that's
right?
That's true. That leads to the heart of my frustrations that I brought up earlier. It's all right, it's June. Let's say that. The beaches are gorgeous. You know, you spend a lot of time on the beach, but the water temperature is just too cold. So picture little Mung there at the beach with his pail, you know, building sandcastles, playing a little bocce. But I yearn to go into the water when I'm at the beach.
Is that when the tears start?
That's when the tears start.
And you, like,
start.
Throw the pail down and say, Mung is unhappy.
Yes, a tantrum. It's a Mungtrum.
And then you're eating sand, and everyone's like, no, Mung, don't eat the sand.
Yes. I'm smearing seaweed all over the place.
Oh, man.
I'm a seaweed smearer.
This is awful.
Yeah, this is awful.
But, you know, isn't it sort of like an escape valve to press where you just run into this cold water, you dive in off your feet, head goes in, that's an official swim. And now you've counterattacked these bad feelings.
That's not an official swim.
That's too fast. I could never get in the water that fast.
It's an official swim.
It's this
once you leave your feet and your head goes under. That's the official swim.
Oh, I agree with you totally.
Right.
I agree with you totally. It's just that I can never run and jump in. It's a multi-stage.
No, great.
You know, just knees, then you get to your waist, and you stand there.
Tell me
for
you're
a little
not
bit.
One of the people who sits and there waist then, high and then splashes under the underarm. You're not an underarm splasher,
no,
are you?
No, no, no. But then I go on my back. Okay, and that sort of eases me in, and then I say, okay. Head, whoosh, and then the head goes in. It's like three or four stages.
Wow.
But it should plunge right in.
But the point is that Mung hasn't even gotten his feet in.
That's true. We looked at the water temperature. It's officially like 59 degrees.
That's not bad.
It is bad. It's cold. Mung likes it in the mid-60s.
Well, you can't loll about. This certainly is not the kind of beach water temperature where you can go in and say, ah,
no,
but that's
swim around
that's what
for
caused
half an
me
hour.
Frustrations absolutely. Because the sea is a temptress. It's tempting the Hmong to come in on a normal like August day. I'll go in the water 10 times in an 8-hour beach span. So I'm sitting there at the beach this Memorial Day weekend, and I'm like, I just want to go in. It's luring me. The siren song of the ocean.
What about a wetsuit? How about
it.
A wetsuit, Hmong? A lot of people wear wetsuits.
I don't think the tent maker that I contract to make my normal clothes is available to make me specialized wetsuits.
You don't think there's enough material available because of like defense contracts?
There's not enough material to hand sew something that I could easily shimmy into.
I'm sure that's not true. I mean, some people say it's not a genuine swim with a wetsuit on, but I mean, I say
that as well.
I think, okay, here is what I think. If you immerse yourself in any manner, you don't have to. There's no time limit. There's no time factor at all. As long as you immerse yourself, you have gone in.
Yeah,
well,
you've gone in,
by
but
immersion,
you haven't swam.
By immersion, it must be the feet leave the ground, the head is under the water.
Yes.
You can't immerse.
Yes.
You have to be
away
from your sort of position of standing sitting or anything. You have to be suspended briefly in the water.
Yep.
That's a real swim.
That briefly is
that,
what hangs
that,
me
that
up.
That is how you judge a real swim.
I have an arbitrary number. 5 minutes you have to be in the water. Because according to your guys' logic, then anybody who does a polar plunge in January says, I just went swimming in January. No, you just went
what,
in the...
You're not going to give them credit for jumping into some pool of water?
I am not.
To raise money for some charity?
You're
going to say to them, you're going to walk up to them shivering in their towel in January?
You are heartless.
That's not a real swim.
Right, I'll give them a dip if they want to say, I took a dip in January.
So you
but
would,
no, a real swim is minutes in the water.
And you would demand your donation back to the charity? You'd say, give me that back. I'm not donating to that. That was a dip. Get back out there.
I would buy a nice a furry swim cap with that money.
Oh, man.
This debate is the coldest thing I've ever heard.
This debate is much needed.
And Five minutes?
I'm glad we had it, guys.
5 minutes, man. That's going to be tough right now.
Yeah, it's going
to
be tough.
I went to the ponds not too long ago, and 5 minutes, I did not make it.
It's going to be tough until the third week of June. That's what I predict that we'll be able to
swim. Well, then what's happened to us?
Yeah, this weird June period is... It gives me anxiety. I love it, but I can't get in the water. It's weird.
Yeah, but does this happen every year? I mean,
it kind of does.
Every year,
when I think back to the previous spring, I can't remember what happened.
No, I can remember because, you know, I keep a private stock of photographs of things that I use that are saved by year and date. Often I'm going back to look at them.
Yeah.
I was thumbing through just some photos the other day, and I've taken pictures of my poppies blooming every year for the past 7, 8, 9 years.
Yeah.
And I saw poppies blooming on like May 10th, May 12th in previous years.
Yeah.
Mine just popped out in the last 2 days. So I'm going to throw this forth. They were like 2 weeks behind.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. I mean, I'm looking at my vegetables. Yours are far being, ahead of mine. And they just don't seem to be popping. They're not.
Well, it's 53 degrees as we speak right now.
They're not there. I know, but these
drizzly.
Are... These are supposedly like, cold weather lettuce and beets and radishes. And I'm heartbroken.
No,
I can't stand it.
It's been a different sort of pattern. It's like we've been put into a terrarium and then shoved into a giant's refrigerator.
Maybe Mother Nature is drunk.
Well, what's going to happen? What if the water temperature doesn't catch fire and all of a sudden we get to like late August and things fizzle out on the other end and summer is going to be 2.5 weeks long?
And then it's cold again.
I don't like this.
I don't either.
How come we haven't invented a way
panic!
To heat?
Come on.
It can't. Dive.
Isn't there a way to heat up the heat up the oceans in a man-made way?
Ah! Someone's killed summer.
Somehow they'd have to build a fire underneath the ocean of some sort.
All right. Everyone take that little panic pill in front of you.
That can't happen. I mean, there have been summers where it's been kind of chilly, like all summer long. Those are horrifying.
Like back when Krakatoa exploded. I mean, 1803 or something, or 1812, the year without a summer. Crops never grew. There was snow in July here in New England. Watch out. Maybe there was a big volcanic explosion somewhere off Cape. We have no idea. We don't know what happens up there, but that could be it. Ash and clouds.
The sun obscured for the entire summer.
Side tangent.
Possible?
Side tangent. Do we consider June the summer month?
June can be sun-kissed with the extra long daylight that just extends beyond 8 p.m. And you can be walking down to the Wellfleet Pier in your shorts, maybe grabbing a burrito at Max on the Pier, which I got my first one this year, and then you say to yourself, "Gol darn it, I'm going to jump right into Mayo Beach. That warm, lappy summer water is here."
Finally.
And that's not this year. There's no lappy.
No. It'll come. It'll come.
We got to get back.
It isn't June yet.
We've got to stop this panic because this is not fun. This is discouraging people from experiencing the world around them in the way that it's been delivered. Every day's beautiful, Greg. Don't look at me like that.
Look at the bright side of life.
Oh, boy.
Yippee.
Now, one thing you can do with the ocean, even if you don't go into it, you can drink next to it.
Yay, drink
and that's
by the
where
ocean.
We're going to bring Mung back to the happy side because in a brave experiment, he went out to a swanky oceanfront bar in Nantucket Sound.
Nice.
I believe it's called the Ocean House Beach Bar in Dennisport on Old Wharf Road. Mung, what's this all about?
Oh my God, this is going to blow your minds. This is awesome. The epitome of a summer adventure. You can do this kind of thing throughout the summer. Go to a hot beach bar. So for like the last year or two, I've been wanting to go to the Ocean House Beach Bar, but haven't had a chance to go. So me and a friend, we decided to go on Memorial Day weekend, and it was slamming. It was awesome. We had a great time. There was live music. So this is connected to the Ocean House restaurant in Dennisport, which is on Old Wharf Road. So just right next door to the restaurant, they have this open air beach bar with an awesome like bar setting. It was really packed, so it did take a while to get the drinks, but they were delicious. They have some like house made drinks. I think I got a fruity concoction featuring pineapple juice and all sorts of stuff and rum, I think. It was just absolutely
how
delicious.
Much were the drinks?
The drinks are in the double digits.
This is going to get Greg, man.
Yeah.
I can see him steaming up over there now.
But they're high quality.
Like how much double digits?
They were like
digits?
$12 to $14 drinks if you wanted one of their house crafted.
That doesn't bother you, Greg?
You went in the afternoon, right?
This was in the evening between like 5 and 7. It was perfect. It was like sunset. They had live music. It was really cool. It was packed. So I'm not sure what it's like on a normal like day, maybe in like late June or like late July. I'm sure it's pretty busy, but you know, it's Memorial Day weekend. It's one of the biggest weekends of the year.
So all of a sudden you were feeling summery in that particular location.
So summery. It was perfect. And I was so excited to get there before the quote summer season really kicks into gear because, you know, you could wait till August to do one of the things. Now I know about this place. It's easy to access. Just go there, get some drinks. You have a beautiful view of Nantucket Sound and it's like you're literally between 50 and 100 feet of the shore. And I think you can probably count on like one hand how many like true beach bars there are on the entire
where
cape.
You're that close.
Where you're
the view
that
you
close.
Showed me in your photos
right,
was
you're
truly
really
amazing.
Close. So you're,
I was impressed.
You're listening to the waves.
Super
you're having
close.
A drink.
Yeah.
You can't really bring your drink down to the shore, but you're so close. Even the Wellfleet Beachcomber has a nice bluff and a nice view of the water,
well,
but
you can't really
you're not
see
down
it.
There.
Well,
yeah,
when you're boozing it with a mudslide at the beachcomber, you're kind of in the barn there.
Right. So any of our listeners, send us an email at digital@capecodonline.com if you know of any like true beach bars that we should visit that you could actually get a drink and see the shoreline really close.
Like, it seems like Provincetown's the place to go, don't you think?
That's true. Provincetown,
I would say P-Town
yep.
has a something plethora
something like
of these
that.
Kind
yeah.
of locations
yeah.
where you can
P-Town
really
has
see
a good
it.
Amount. Yeah. We mentioned one recently, the Aqua Bar.
The Aqua Bar, the Aquarium Mall mm-hmm. there on Commercial Street, and there's several other ones. I mean, even George's Pizza in Provincetown has a back courtyard that I didn't know about until a couple years ago, mm-hmm. and so Well, when you're on Provincetown Harbor, everyone can see it.
Yeah.
That's what's nice about P-Town in the summertime.
Captain Kidd in Woods Hole has sort of a projection. I don't know if you have to eat, but it's over. What
like
is it?
That little lagoony thing?
What is that? Eel Pond?
Yeah. So I highly recommend visiting this place.
So you actually got into the summer mood without actually getting into the water.
That's right.
And immersing yourself.
Yeah, but you can see it didn't take because he's been grumbly all day about the temperatures.
That is true.
Not drinking big rum punches at an oceanfront bar, summer has not started for Monk.
So he needs to be intoxicated.
Guilty as charged.
Well, maybe at the Captain Kidd you have a few drinks, they let you run the drawbridge. You know, you can... It's so true.
Wouldn't that be great?
I don't know. Would it be great? Wasn't there a problem in Woods Hole with a drawbridge? Didn't it land on somebody or some boat or something?
Sounds familiar.
All right, let's forget that whole part. Mung, I know when you were in Dennisport also, you felt the rumblings of tummy hunger. And as you gargle down your rum punch, something below is gurgle, gurgle, grumble, grumble, gurgle, gurgle, grumble, grumble. It was your stomach, and finally your stomach won.
That's true, because right after going to the beach bar,
Mark?
I was hungry.
Mark!
And there's something involving dogs
Mark?
And food. No, you're not eating the dogs. This is the dog house.
The dog house, Greg.
In
dog
Dennisport.
House. I love dog houses.
Legendary hot dogs.
Oh, man.
And all sorts of other things. They got seafood and sandwiches, but really, the heart of the dog house is delicious hot dogs.
They got so many different kinds of dogs. I was looking at the menu. You got the menu there? The different kinds of dogs?
I do, and I'll tell you what I got, and it blew my mind.
Do they have rippers?
Do they have rippers?
What's
rippers.
A ripper? Like Jack
Dog? Oh, is that one of those fried dogs?
It's a dog that's been like, it almost like explodes but doesn't. It's sort of like erupts. It's a ripper.
I think they have something similar, which is what I got, which is the split.
That happened after the hot dog.
Oh, no. He took it there. Oh, boy.
Stop that noise.
I think the split dog is similar to a ripper. Ready? They cut the dog lengthwise. Split lengthwise, and then it's grilled.
That's it.
They call it Dad's favorite. And here, the dog was delicious. It was only $3.25.
Wow.
But what I got, I added an extra 25 cents to get it with cheese. And it's not just like a piece of American cheese or like melted yellow Velveeta that you'd get on like nachos. This was like a white sauce. A white cheese sauce lathered all over. It was so good, and it was the kind of cheese sauce that I dream would be on my all-time favorite Philly cheesesteak. So think about like a delicious cheese sauce, a hot dog for low money, and it made my tummy so happy.
Now, what about the junkyard dog? What's that all about?
The junkyard dog is one of their specialties. It has sautéed onions, peppers, cheddar cheese. It's served on a toasted roll, and it's just top-notch. A little more expensive than the other dogs.
Well, how much does the junkyard dog go for?
Well, according to their website, it's $7.99.
But
you can probably get like two hot dog meals out of that big boy.
That sounds so good.
Can you imagine the adventure I had just before the summer? Like, this may be one of the best adventures of the year. A beach bar into a legendary hot dog stand for food. It's like, I feel like I've already won, and it's only late May.
And all in that sort of cool world of Dennisport over there, which has so many wacky places. And really, in the off-season, it's kind of quiet out there, deserted.
Yeah.
And then this summer culture shows up. On that Nantucket Sound world and all these little places and nightclubs and restaurants.
Yeah, little shacky places.
Yeah, little shack. You know? I mean, it's hard to even know. There's bakeries. There's all sorts of things. And a whole culture blooms.
A restaurant called the Wee Packet. All sorts of interesting things down there.
I know the Wee Packet. I grew up in the Wee Packet.
It's your town anyway, Greg, but you don't
My
go over there.
Kind
you don't
of
cross
town.
Route 6 to get over the other side to Dennisport.
No, I like my side better.
Because you're high class.
Aha, posh.
Oh, and speaking of, we won't go too much into this, after my hot dog excursion, I zipped up 134 to go to Ring Brothers Grocery Store, which is one of my favorite markets on all of the Cape. So it was like in like a 15-minute span, I hit up some three great things.
There's a lot happening in Dennis, you know?
Yeah, Dennis is the place to go.
It's not a huge
dogs,
place.
Drinks, just and... something else begins with D at Ring Brothers. Ring Brothers is fun. I like when they have sample food there.
Love it, man.
Well, Mung, congratulations on your journey.
I conquered Dennis.
It seems to have cheered him up a little, Greg, to remember these great times just a few days ago.
He does seem a bit perkier, a bit more.
Yes. The dog, I mean, the dog's at the dog house. If you really want to dive into dogs,
oh my God,
that's the place to go. They got great homemade French fries. And Mung, I thought you said the double T word at some point.
right?
Add some tater tots.
What?
What? I love tater tots.
I know you do, Greg.
I like...
And we love you because you love tater tots.
Every now and again, we'll actually go and buy a bag of tater... You know,
oh,
the,
you're
the frozen,
crazy, man.
The frozen tater tots.
Oh, man. You're like an astronaut.
With ketchup? Ugh. That is heaven.
Oh, they even have, for you, Greg, they have nacho tots with the works. Cheddar cheese, bacon, sour cream, green onions,
wow.
And you can add beef chili to your nacho tots.
Oh, come on!
Oh, and they have they have lava tots, which is flaming hot Cheetos, queso cheese, and seared jalapenos with sriracha sauce and crushed red pepper.
You are killing me. You're killing me here.
That sounds insane.
Wow.
The doghouse, it looks great.
Wow.
It's a fun, fun environment.
Maybe we should do like a field trip over there.
Oh, man,
like,
I'm making me hungry.
You know?
It's a good dog, you know?
I mean,
it hits the spot. It's like Sausage's sort of what? Polite cousin?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm a hot dog. Not like a sausage. Like,
yeah, Sausage. Yeah, Sausage's got a beefy. They're tough.
Yeah,
you know?
Never know, but yeah.
They have that casing.
Hot dogs are organized. They're the same color. You know what you're going to get. Hello! Will you put me in a bun?
And their logo is cute.
The logo of the doghouse is a giant wiener dog with a house around it. The dog is much bigger than the house because they've burst out the seams there. Well, okay. That sounds great. Got to get to the doghouse.
I'm sold.
All right, now we have to get back to the natural beauty, not just the beauty on your plate, Hmong. We need, and not in the bottom of your rum glass.
Hmm.
You scurvy dog, you. All right. This looks like the trip of the week, but it costs money, which I know for us.
Kind of
but
cheap.
Here is your chance to kayak in Barnstable Harbor and climb Sandy Neck Lighthouse, all in the same trip. It's pretty hard.
That's amazing.
Not only to get out to Sandy Neck Light, but to get in it, because it doesn't seem to me that it's open too much.
No.
So our good friends at the Mass Audubon Long Pasture Wildlife Sanctuary, they're located, of course, on Bone Hill Road in Barnstable, are offering this kayak and lighthouse climb. It runs from 9:30 a.m. to noon. This Saturday, June 1st, the trip will also explore the many tidal creeks and islands of the harbor as naturalists point out shorebirds and other creatures of the marsh. Like Marshfoot. Remember Marshfoot?
Oh, yeah.
Coming to get you. I'm Marshfoot.
Sasquatch? So that sounds like a really good time, but it costs $55 or $60, probably $55 for Audubon members, $60 for the regular public. You can get more information by calling 508-362-8451, massaudubon.org. That's the upcoming Barnstable Harbor Kayak and Sandy Neck Light World. And at high tide, which I assume is when they're going, all those places like behind Sandy Neck Beach become like islands and things. It's a very lagoony, intriguing
Barnstable
landscape.
Barnstable Harbor is a wild world.
Yeah, so I think that could be a really good time and a chance to go into Sandy Neck Light, which is a rare and wonderful opportunity to sort of check that off your lighthouse bucket list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's see. I've been up Highland. I've been up Wood End. We were up there that time when they were painting it, right?
Oh, yeah. Race Point Light?
I don't think I've been up Race Point. No, we were.
Yes,
we were. We did a video out there. Long Point have not been up in Provincetown. I've been up Nauset Light.
Nobsco
I've been in. We talked to the guy who changed the light bulbs up there. Coast Guard guy, so I've been in that one, but I've never been in Sandy Neck.
I've not been in a lighthouse anywhere.
In your whole life?
What? I know. I actually went to the outside of the Three Sisters, which are actually like my favorite lighthouses, you know?
The little teeny ones in East Ham.
Yeah, I love those, but I didn't go inside.
You should have demanded it.
I couldn't go inside. They were locked.
They're so short that you walk in, there's not much there.
I know, but they're still cute.
They're the cutest sort of pepper shaker lighthouses there are.
Aren't they adorable?
All right, Greg, I'll give you a tip of what it's like to live and work in a lighthouse. All you have to do is rent the older movie version of Pete's Dragon. You can see Mickey Rooney and the wonderful Helen Reddy sing this delightful number on top of a lighthouse.
Greg, hear me roar.
You will literally want to be a lighthouse keeper after you see this.
Check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Your whole life is looking for a Pete's Dragon plug.
Love it. It's like quintessential New
like
England.
You go man. Years between it, but you're always just waiting on a perch.
Always. I'll check that.
Hoping you'll meet someone named Peter. Hoping someone's butt is dragging a little at work. And you say, oh, you seem to be dragging a little. Like, Pete's Dragon. You could watch that and feel better.
I'm not even sure this one is even seated. But it is quintessential. It's like what life like is on Cape Cod.
And it's like a feel-good film, right?
Feel good.
Yeah.
Pete's Dragon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
The old version, not the new version.
Old version.
All right.
All right. And back into the world of crazy. We are going to mention this because this is the most odd thing I have ever heard of. Greg, what? I want you to picture Hmong at home. Maybe he's already bought his hamburger buns, and maybe he's even got his grill heating up. And he says to himself, I'm tired of the burger quality at major supermarkets. I want to author my own burger. I want to create my own burger mix. Have you ever felt these ways, Greg?
Do you mean like from the cow?
Well, he's not going to go out and actually take it from hoof to plate.
Right.
However, he's thinking, can someone concoct a sort of burger cocktail of meat of my choosing? I say it's impossible. I never have these thoughts. I'm happy to get any burger at any time.
No.
But Hmong was not happy.
Do you take like a steak and push it through like a meat thingy?
I don't because I would lose my fingers. But
hey, more for the burger.
But luckily, so back the setup was good from Eric. But yeah, back into this. This may be the most important summer grilling tip for burgers you could possibly get. Because I have been unsatisfied with grocery store ground meat. So, Memorial Day is a special day. So I was like, I want a special burger. So I called our friends. This is like an ode to old school butchers.
All right.
And meat cases and grinders and big knives and cutting meat. I love it. It's a profession they probably don't tell you in school to become if you're a guidance counselor, but they should. You know, a butcher.
This is starting to sound like Sweeney Todd.
Yes.
And I don't like where this
just
is going.
Just watch out.
You're asking Greg if he wants a shave.
Tasty meat pies. What is this I'm eating in this meat pie? Tastes interesting.
Oh, thank you, Hmong. This is delectable. Oh, there's a ring in here. What? Oh, it's my lucky day.
So I called Peterson's Market, and they have an amazing meat case and selection there. This is on
so true.
Yarmouth
that is
Port
a great
on Route 6A.
Place.
Oh my God, these guys know their meat. And I was like, can you do something for me that's above the general ground beef blend, which I think is often a lot of chuck. And I was like, can you grind me some specific cuts of the cow that are really flavorful, like specifically the short rib, which is a little fattier. I like a good flavorful burger. So they combined a short rib and a brisket part.
Burger.
A custom ground beef.
Wow.
And they're like, of course we'll do this for you. And I went there. It was $8.99 a pound. It was a little, higher than what you'd normally get at the grocery store. But it looked amazing.
It's
like,
custom.
Like it was custom.
Custom.
It was red beef and a little, little pockets of little fat for flavor. And then I grilled it up at home and it was so friggin' good. And I was like, I only now, eat a burger once every 2 weeks or something. I will make the effort to drive 20 minutes to Peterson's, or I bet you have a local butcher in your own town that may be able to.
I don't know.
They've got steaks there, so all they have to do is grind it. You tell them the cut you want. There's probably like a dozen plus different kinds of cuts that butchers keep. So custom ground beef blends is my new thing.
I had no idea they did that. I wonder if they do that at DPM, Dennis Public Market.
That's one of Eric's favorites as well.
It's amazing to me that two of the greatest meat counters on Cape Cod are like a mile apart. Peterson's at Dennis Public Market.
Totally, mm-hmm.
About a mile apart on Route 6A. One's in Dennis, one's in Yarmouth Port.
Yep.
And you walk in there and it's like you won a meat prize. You just look and it's glistening and the people know what they're doing.
And there are tons of people back there.
Oh,
they're very helpful.
It's like,
they'll do whatever you want. You want that cut up? Yeah, we'll cut it up, sure.
Now, Hmong, you were telling me that also the Barnstable General Store.
The Barnstable Market.
Barnstable Market.
Yeah, they
Barnstable
have a really
Village.
Nice meat case, too. So I'd give them a call if you're interested in
Now, do you remember
blends.
Your recipe, though? I mean, like, what if you want to have the same burger again? Do you know what you had?
Well, see, I trusted the butcher. I didn't really tell him, I want 70% short rib, 30% brisket. Those are the two blends that I got. Some people will do, like a chuck short rib blend. It all depends. Definitely consult the butcher.
Could you get different kinds of meat in your burger, like veal and lamb yeah. and pork and beef?
Essentially, the butcher at Peterson said, "We'll do whatever you want."
It's, wow!
And why wouldn't they? They're trying to sell the product.
I have no idea.
How do they keep track of it though? How much it costs? It's just complicated.
If they have veal there, I'm sure they're willing to put it in a grinder. If you want a veal burger, for sure. My dad got a marinated lamb skewer, easy to grill. He said it was delicious. So I'm sure they could. If you wanted a lamb burger, feed that right through the grinder.
You know, Mung, I have to say, this is a stroke of genius.
This is revolutionary. I think.
Yes.
Design your own burger. Yeah. Create your own burger mix.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's a restaurant in Sandwich called The Burger Next Door, right next to the Belfry, and they, I think, do like their own custom blends of beef, too. So
you can get it out to eat.
Interesting.
What are my meats?
Yeah, really.
What are my main meats?
What would they be? I don't take
like sirloin tips, or are they fatty enough?
I don't know, but I have a chart right outside my office of all the different cuts of steak. I'll show you.
He does up on the wall. Yeah. It's a complete steer.
With like fat content? Because that's an important part of it. We need some fat in a burger.
Well, some people like really lean.
That's so hard to grill in a burger form.
I don't know if you want to do a round.
Well, it's only taken us 48 shows, Greg, to get to this point.
Why did it take
where
so
Mung
long?
Comes out of the shadows with a blue bolt of genius.
I don't know why I'm just thinking of this now, because it took the burger to another level.
It didn't flummox the butcher. He's like, oh yeah, whatevs.
Oh no, he was like, whatever you want, and if it's something complicated, you want to give him some notice. But I only gave him a couple hours.
What, like if you want zebra?
That's right. If you want zebra.
Oh, so you actually called it in? You did.
I called it in, and they had it ready for me for Jason right in the freezer.
How long how long did you wait from the call to the pickup?
Oh, I called in like the early afternoon and picked it up in the late afternoon, and they were open till like 8. So they were receptive.
That's probably a good idea to call. Give them a little. You don't want to go to a busy meat counter and take someone away from the job.
I'd like a little veal, like a little lamb, a little pork. No. Let me change it.
A machete is coming through the air.
You're out of here.
I'm telling you, because a couple weeks ago I had 80%, 20% fat burger from the grocery store, and I bit into it, and I was like, I don't even know what this is. It didn't taste right. And I was like, I gotta take my burger.
Were there shoelaces in the burger?
Into my own hands. Mm-hmm. My own burger destiny. You kind of have to grasp it yourself.
And that's not, that is more than a regular hamburger, but so what? You buy a pound of it. I mean, you get four burgers
for $9 if you
went. It's worth it. I mean, would you rather get sort of the crappy kind of fatty?
No. If I'm going to eat a burger, I want to have that burger like fireworks going off in my mouth.
Well, particularly if you don't cook it a lot. I tend to cook my burgers like till they're...
Don't do that.
No, nice medium.
Remember Taryn last summer?
Yes.
She has her burgers cooked the same way. They're dead, and she's always embarrassed to say, I like it. Really well done.
So you send it back to cook it
really
more?
Really well done.
Yeah, you,
I don't want to.
We don't. That's gross.
We don't want to see like a lot of pink, like hardly any.
No,
pink.
You should be seeing like it bleeding. It should be.
Oh
still,
God!
It should be still mooing.
There's a medium rare.
See, that makes me gross. That makes me gross. It's.
All right, how about right in the middle? Medium.
It's not a taste sensation.
I'll take a medium burger. I prefer medium rare, but I don't mind. I don't care. It's all good.
Well done. Well done.
All right.
So
well,
call your local butcher is the message, and get some custom blend ground beef.
That is a great idea, and
absolutely
we are happy
brilliant
to actually
very, very
give
brilliant
life to that here on the Fun Show. That is fun. All right, talking about fun, we like beer. We all like beer, right, fellas?
Love beer.
Well, the Jason. BBC Beer Fest is coming up.
Yeah.
Whoa.
BBC Beer Fest 2019, BBC British Beer Company. This is the Falmouth location at 263 Grand Avenue in Falmouth. $35. More than 15 breweries sharing unlimited samples.
What?
With oysters from the Clam Man. Wait a second. Why does the Clam Man have oysters? Shouldn't he have clams?
He should be.
All right, let's just... there's the hot dogs, burgers.
Oyster Man.
Live music from Fly Down and Poncho Steel, then DJ Gons. $35 unlimited samples?
Yeah.
That sounds a lot of fun. June 2nd from 2 to 6... That's at 263 Grand Avenue in Falmouth at the BBC. I don't know. What would prevent you from drinking a lot of beer during that time?
Yeah, that's the problem.
You'd have to have a designated driver.
Yep, that's key.
All right, Greg, you're in. You're the designated driver, Mung.
Oh, come
Let's tie one
come
on, baby.
I don't want to be the designated
driver.
Look, he came up with the burger thing. I said, I grabbed, put my finger on my nose, so that means you have to be the designated driver. You can talk to the clam man about his oysters.
All right, all right.
And BBC. They have a nice view of the ocean down there.
You've been there? You've been to the BBC in Falmouth?
I have.
Mung!
They have a view of the ocean.
They do?
At the BBC?
Yes, you have to step outside of it. But yeah, you can definitely see it.
So that's almost a beachfront bar.
Yes, almost.
It's a water view bar.
Mm-hmm. Is that in Falmouth Heights?
Yes, Falmouth Heights.
Oh, so it's on the main drag there?
Main drag.
With
and,
the beach?
Yeah, and it's near a little park that people like to play.
Yes.
That sounds fantastic.
That's nice. That's,
I love sampling beer.
Nice.
That's right there on the 35 sea.
$35 seems pretty reasonable.
Right there on the beach.
For pretty much unlimited beer.
Hmm.
Although we should all not drink too much. Greg, I'm looking at you.
Moderation.
That's not your middle name.
No, it's not. Excessive. Whatever.
You guys like to laugh?
I like
politics?
No.
That's bringing you down, right? I mentioned politics.
Yeah.
Luckily, perhaps the one group of comedians that can make politics funny is coming to Cape Cod. Of course, the legendary Capital Steps.
They are. Yep.
Oh, they do songs and stuff.
Yep.
Hi, I'm President Trump. Gonna take my trash down to the dump. You know, something really kind of easy and fun, right? That's not... I'm not, you know, saying anything.
That's catchy.
Or, let's see. I'm Joe Biden and I'm biding my time till I can give you a hug.
Aww.
That's not bad. That's the kind of stuff they do, right?
That's nice.
I read that they had something in their show. The Manafort guy, he sings like a song to the words of another song, and it's called I'm So Indicted. I'm so indicted. That sounds funny. That's one of their real songs.
That just sounds funny.
I mean, isn't it a great chance to laugh at all this craziness? Whether you're on the right or the left or in the middle, it's nice to make fun of things. It kind of takes the sting out of things. That's what the Capital Steps has done for so long. And they're appearing 3 o'clock June 2nd, that's Sunday, at the Barnstable High School Performing Arts Center. That's the big place. 744 West Main Street in Hyannis. Tickets run $39 to $59. They are professional comedians.
They are.
They dress up like well-known politicians. Mm. And isn't it fun to see your sort of politician people who are always so serious singing and dancing?
Yes.
Maybe squirting seltzer on each other? Who knows what they do?
It's satire. It's satirical.
That's what keeps America loose and free. Making fun of everybody.
That's right. That's our way.
I can tell it makes you nervous, Greg.
That's our way.
But that's because you come from an authoritarian country, Gregistan, where everyone's like, I don't know. Watch out, man. Stay out of my lawn, man. We're looking at your neighbor saying, if that kid kicks his soccer ball over here.
Get off my property.
That's right. Gregistan. That's where he comes from. All right, what else is going on the fun show? So many things. I want to remind you guys that farmers markets are swinging into the season right now. I have some of the main ones right here. We love fresh veggies.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I've already been buying a few radishes here and there at some of these markets, and I've grown some of my own. These are some of the big dogs in the farmers markets category. Chatham from 3 to 6:30 Tuesdays at 1652 Main Street. That runs through October 22nd. Falmouth has one from noon to 6 in Marine Park on Falmouth Harbor. So these are going noon to 6 Thursdays through October 11th at Marine Park. The Cape Cod Beer Farmers Market at Cape Cod Beer, 3 to 6 p.m. Fridays, running all the way through the summer. Orleans has a lovely one I've been to many times. Mm. 8 a.m. to noon on Saturdays, that's a good marketing day. And that's at 21 Old Colony Way, right in downtown Orleans. Provincetown has a real nice one. They shut down one of the streets, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturdays, at the corner of Commercial and Ryder Streets, right next to Town Hall. And Wellfleet, of course, has a farmer's market 8 to noon Wednesdays. And that is 200 Main Street. And there are other ones. We'll find more. But just start thinking about the farmer's markets, people.
If anybody goes to one of these, can you pick me up some summer squash? It's my all-time favorite vegetable.
Why wouldn't
especially
you sort
in
of pop
summer.
In, you know?
Oh, because then people will think that I like vegetables, and we don't want to go with that.
You don't want to blow your cover?
I don't want to blow my cover, but I would like some tasty summer squash.
So it could be possible you're reaching into the Dorito bag and pulling out squash, but not letting people know?
The Squash-ritos.
Squash-ritos for Mung. What else is going on? We have a walk coming up. The Eagle Pond Sanctuary in Kituit, a place I have never been to. That's why I pulled this out. It's 1 to 2:30 p.m. on June 1st. That is on Saturday, Eagle Pond on Putnam Ave, Kituit. Let's see. Get a 2.5-mile hike through the Eagle Pond Sanctuary, highlighting two unique habitats. A red maple swamp, Greg. And an Atlantic white cedar swamp in Kituit.
Both of them?
I had no idea.
I didn't either.
This was going on. You can get more information at blt.org, which sounds like a fantastic web address. I think it's the Barnstable Land Trust.
Oh.
BLT.org.
I was thinking of a juicy, delicious
sandwich.
Oh,
that's why I'm growing tomatoes, Greg, right there for that. Oh, man. So that sounds fun.
Do you know what I'm having for dinner tonight?
Could it be a BLT?
It is.
It is. It is a BLT.
Yes. Whoa. I love BLTs.
If you'll make one, will you make three? Because both Mung and I want a BLT.
No way. Uh-oh. No way.
Mayonnaise, I say no.
Yes.
Mung says, let the mayonnaise snow.
No mayonnaise? No, are you serious?
He loves mayonnaise. He puts it in his shoes. When I eat mayonnaise, I get the blues. All right, we got to get out of here. Too much fun, too much genius with Mung and his burger creation. You've been listening to the Cape Cod Fun Show. My name is Eric Williams. Mung, thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
Greg, you divine being, thank you for being here on the broadcast.
Oh, you're welcome.
I want to thank Kevin McClaud at Accompatech.com for all the great music you hear during the program. Here we go, fellas. June is next. Ha-ha! Let's ride!
Yay.
Off we go into the sunset. Till next time. Till next week. Keep having fun. And see ya!
All right, so I'd like to get some turtle in my burger. And I like a little bit of snowy owl in my burger. And maybe some fiberglass. Yeah, you mind, Mr. Butcher, making that up? Mung said I could have it.
Mmm.
All right, I'll do it, because I'm a friendly neighborhood butcher. But only this one time. Why? Because local butchers matter.
Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.